This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, TFG1 Mike here, and sorry, once again, audio issues this week. I found out that my Pamela Call Recorder Pro had audio settings set to a different setting, which I have never changed, even when I've updated the software. But yeah, more audio issues as the episode here of this podcast will go on. It will degrade and whatever. So hopefully I now have this fixed. Hopefully next episode it won't be doing this. Now, on to the show.
Hello and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me as usual is...
TFG1 Mike, hello!
Hello!
Hello, and this is a regular episode of ATTF. This is not an
Origins episode.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, it's the way we've always done it, at least ever since I've been on ATTF with you. We wait months and months and months and let news build up. We're not sitting here letting you guys, you know, assume that we're a clickbait website, because we are so not. So,
or well, podcast. I figure instead of doing an episode like weekly of a franchise thing like this, I feel like it's done better if you have a reason to, and you're not just covering it to cover it.
Right, exactly.
Which is what I tend to feel like when I do these, you know, whether it's, you know, news or anything related to a particular franchise, it gets kind of stale.
Yeah.
So when you wait a little bit longer, you can cherry pick amongst all the things and then give your opinion amongst the things that actually matter to you.
Exactly.
So that's,
and again, going forward with the, you know, with the whole Origins thing, it's like I said, that's a whole new direction for ATTF, and that's a whole new, we've had, besides the one you and I did, we've had two other ones. We've had Pecan Crump Michael, and I had Matrix Prime on, you know, so that's something of a completely different flavor for ATTF. And then the way I could almost see the news stuff is once every 2 months, and like you said, just cherry pick it, you know. That way it keeps it fresh for us, it keeps it fresh for you guys, and everybody's happy.
Exactly.
Right, exactly. Because the last thing we need is a grumpy Megatron.
Yes.
I actually have to do that voice later.
Yes, you do.
I do.
So tonight, we're going to be bringing up topics such as HasCon, the Collector Club stuff, Masterpiece Beast Wars, Red Scream, comics, and no movie for you!
What are you, trying to make a knock on Chinese?
No, it's the soup Nazi from Seinfeld. No soup for you, you'll come back 1 year.
Yeah, you're being Chinese, you're Japanese.
Well, whatever.
Send hate mail to TFG1Mike.
At gmail.com. Alright, first up. BotCon is no more, but now we have HasCon. I saw a news item about this today.
I feel like I'm looking at like a Skittles commercial for the...
I know!
Because it's like,
taste the rainbow.
Wait, do it again, except at the end, add transform the rainbow.
Transform the rainbow.
They announced with the demise of BotCon and FunPub and all these people that were helping them manage their conventions that they were going to do their own. And it's going to be first of its kind convention, bringing basically 3 days of immersive entertainment experiences. I see this almost as like their own version of E3, but for Hasbro products. Yeah. They're planning on having this, you know, combined with their G.I. Joe, their Transformers, their My Little Pony, their Magic the Gathering, Nerf, Play-Doh, Monopoly. Mask, you know, any of these franchises that they own. And it says you can get information about the convention at hascon.hasbro.com. And it says, you know, being that they have a lot of the most recognizable brands, they're saying that Hascon will develop or deliver an extraordinary peek behind the curtain of our brand storytelling and iconic characters while giving us the opportunity to invite fans and families to our hometown for the most memorable unified Hasbro experience ever. It will obviously be in Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Yeah, obviously.
At the convention center there. It will be held in Providence at the Rhode Island Convention Center and Dunkin' Donuts Center.
Yeah. It's time to make the Transformers. It's time to make the donuts.
It's time to make the ponies.
See, my problem with HasCon is that they are, like you said, they're cramming every single thing they own into one event.
Has gone.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't mind that they put Transformers and My Little Pony and Mask and Gem and whatever other but limit it to, like, six properties or something. But you even the problem with that is you have all of these fandoms. Transformers is a huge fandom, My Little Pony is a huge fandom, Gem is a huge fandom, Mask, G.I. Joe, everything. They're all huge fandoms in their own. So why not, instead of trying to cram them all in at once, it's like Hasbro is trying to create their own version of San Diego Comic-Con. I just can't
see it being
this.
SDCC. I see it being like an E3.
Or
a C2E2. Small end convention that's going to encompass more than just Transformers. The only downside of that is being that it's where it's going to be at.
It doesn't look like it's going to be rotating.
It's going to alienate and kind of push away a lot of people that can't afford to at least visit one of the conventions when it floats around and around the United States.
Yeah. I think the only way they're not going to alienate anybody is if it's a movie year, and because it's a movie year, they want to have the stuff out in Pasadena. That's the only way they're not going to alienate. Like, having it on the East Coast is fine for most of the Midwestern / East Coast people, but our West Coast people, our people, I'm gonna call them out directly, and I'm going to tell them I called them out. Is Optibotomus really going to buy a plane ticket from California to Rhode Island just to go to a convention that has not just Transformers, but every single thing they own? I highly doubt that.
No, they'll bust him there.
He reviews toys. He's special.
Hey,
I'm not saying that as a knock against him. I'm saying
okay.
They use their toys, so why wouldn't they?
That's true.
He gets bused to conventions now as a guest.
And the funny thing is, I didn't even see I found out about this through Facebook trending, and the links that I saw to send me to information about it was just the website that you mentioned, and all it is a giant image saying what it is. It does, like, it's no real press release, no real, like, whatever.
In addition to that, Hasbro has also announced that they will be having a new Transformers fan club in 2017, separate from the current one ending on December 31st, 2016. It says, in addition, we are excited to confirm that the Transformers experience is expanding in 2017 with a new Transformers fan club. The new club will replace the existing Collector's Club. More details will follow in the coming months, so be sure to sign up for the new Transformers newsletter to get the latest and stay up to date on the brand's promotions, products, fan events, and more. I have signed up for this, so I'll be waiting and we'll update as things arise through this. The only thing I'm wondering, because it's a fan club and it's not a collector's club, is I have a feeling we're going to see a lot more junk and repaints and less things that are notable, but it's reading way too early into it to know for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm really hoping that they're planning on like upping their game from the you know, kind of almost doing like a Maddie collector thing, you know, except not being like douchey and sucking stuff into a black hole.
Yeah, well, not to derail this too far, but did you hear Maddie collector is no more? Some company called Super 7 is now doing the Masters figures for Mattel. They've finally gotten rid of Maddie collector. Thank God.
It wasn't very reliable. It was money in a black hole.
No, not at all.
It was money in a black hole.
Yes, yes, it was. I gotta go find that image. Yeah. All right. Then we got Masterpiece, Beast Wars, Optimal Optimus Primal, Cheetor, all that good stuff. What do you got for
Final product images of Masterpiece, MP32, Convoy, or Optimus Primal, depending on what country it's being released. It says it will include the Mega Blasters on the shoulder, the hidden wrist mount cannons on both hands, unlike the original toy, storage for the cyber blades on the back of the robot mode. Images also show off-the-shoulder joint assembly that allows the figure to stand on four limbs in beast mode. It says another highlighted feature is the face-changing gimmick. This Masterpiece figure includes three additional face plates for the robot mode and two for the beast mode. So you can do plain face Optimus, you can do, you know, open mouth, like, talking or smiling, various face aesthetics. It was also revealed that the robot mode head will feature electronic light-up eyes, which can be set to automatically turn off after a few seconds, according to the review that has been done in Japan. It says the Beast Wars Optimus Primal will not be released until later in the month of October. But you can find images, full-blown production images now at this point.
Yeah, you know, this kind of reminds me of back in the day, 2006, 2007, of people going on to various websites and able to buy the production thing, not the production model, but the essentially get the figures early, you know, buy them. I remember people back 2006, 2007 would put $1,000 down on eBay for getting a figure early. You know, this was back in the days of when YouTube reviewers, you had to get it out there first so everyone would notice it. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see more of Optimus Primal. I'm excited to see more of... I cannot believe that Hasbro and Takara,
you know,
are doing
it's
Masterpiece,
well, it's
Beast
about
Wars
time
stuff, because
it's
just
honestly
awesome.
The G1 stuff, don't get me wrong, I love the G1 Masterpiece figures. They are spectacular figures. And they encompass what the toys should have always been. However, granted, the Masterpiece toys are spectacular because if you were to put them, you know, with, I don't know, like the old, like, 3-inch G.I. Joe, it kind of gives a nice size scale.
Scale.
If you actually built the Ark, you would have actual giant robots. But yeah, I mean, I'm glad that they're finally hitting this stage because the original Beast Wars toys, yes, they were good for what they were, but they're nowhere near as nice as what, you know, they can do now. And the fact that Optimus Primal was the first and he looks so spectacular, and then even the production shots of the Cheetor figure that I've seen, MP34, I'm wondering if MP36 is going to be another either Maximal or a Predacon. I would love to get my hands on Cheetor for the, I don't know, however much it is, $75. Unfortunately, I cannot afford that. The only reason I can afford Optimus Primal is because I traded in literally about like 12 figures, got store credit on a website, and ordered it from the same website. Like, I traded my Optimal Optimus, I traded a bunch of other figures that were basically just sitting in a box. It killed me inside to do it, but I was like, you know, eventually, if these all come out in Masterpiece versions, I'm going to want to ditch the original anyway. And so, and it has nothing, like, yeah. I have no nostalgia for the original figures. I have nostalgia for the character themselves. So, for instance, you know, like this Optimus Primal, I used to have the original figure. I've tried to get that, like the 10th anniversary version that came out that they had the resculpted head and breastplate and whatnot with the Megatron 2-pack. And I missed out on that boat at the time, which it goes for insane money now. But I'm kind of glad I never got them because that was like the middle stage between the original and this. And I honestly cannot wait for Beast Wars Megatron at some point. Even if it takes them forever to get to the Transmetal versions, I will be fine with that. I would work my way down through the Masterpiece Megatrons of Beast Wars. And same thing with the Optimuses. The other guys, I'm not quite sure how I would go about it yet. Because this Cheetor does look like it's the best we've ever gotten. As far as any Cheetor figure, because that's the only reason I've never bought another Cheetor since the original, because I feel like they've all paled in comparison.
Yeah, I remember when we were doing the Beast Unleashed podcast, when we got to the Feral Scream two-parter, which is where Cheetor, you know, ages up because of the trans-dimensional, what is it? The transmetal drive. The transmetal driver. And he becomes, you know, this feral cat kind of thing. I remember after watching that episode, I went on to BigBadToyStore.com and I sought out the Transmetal 2 Cheetor. When I got it in the mail, I'm like, this looks nothing like the cartoon. Why did I buy this? And that's one of the problems of most, if not all, of the old Beast Wars Beast Machine stuff is... it's not show accurate. It's one thing I never got. If you have a cartoon and you have a toy line, whether the toy line came first or the cartoon came first, one should always be accurate.
And
I
kind of agree with you. There were a lot of instances where they were very close. But some figures were so way off that there was no way. Like, there was no way that they were, like, Beast Machines, most of that series, none of them had even lined up with their animation model. Especially Primal, until they had Blast Punch. Yep. And even then, it was like, you know, we never got a decent Megatron for that line.
And when he says decent Megatron, folks, we mean a Megatron that has the wraparound cloak.
It was a deluxe figure, and it was horrible, like, detail on it. I loved the cloak aspect, but, like, you could turn him into the dragon, and he had a robot mode, but, like, there was no detail to the figure. It just looked very blah, and so I was expecting this, like, basically like how we got, you know, the Transmetal 2 Megatron from Beast Wars. Yes, that was not very perfect, and the colorations were wrong, and a lot of aspects of that weren't up to par, but it was still a halfway decent figure. And I was expecting something at least in that same size class, and having it still get the cloak and get the little, you know, the headpiece that covers the head, and, you know, something that you could modify the original figure, or they would have a new release of the figure with, you know, the add-ons, kind of like that they did for, like, any of the movie stuff, or the Transformers Prime or whatever. I still have that Dragon Megatron. I don't know if I'll ever part with it. Even if they come out with a masterpiece, I don't know if I'll part with it because it's the only one I've actually spent my own cash on. Like, I didn't have somebody buy it for me for Christmas or for a birthday. It was the first one I actually took cash and went to the store and paid $20 for it. Which if I were to sell that thing right now, it goes for like $80 open. It goes for $300 in the box.
Wow. For me, when it came to the Beast Wars figures, the Beast Wars main U.S. line specifically, like, after finding it and figuring it out and whatever else, honestly, the best figure out of that whole bunch for me was Optimal Optimus, because he was pretty much the only one that I encountered of the Beast Wars toys that was completely almost show accurate. Like,
because he had Transmetal Optimus Primal and Transmetal Megatron.
Transmetal Optimus Prime.
The rest of them I found lacking. Even Optimal Optimus had issues because his head was entirely too small for his body. The cannon thing should have been retractable, so it went inside a little bit.
Yeah, his head was too small.
For the most part, he was pretty halfway decent. Like I said, like all of the Transmetal figures that were from the show were generally pretty close. But so I mean, I'm super excited for it. I'm gonna do a review of it once I get the figure. Probably like an unboxing on YouTube. Just because I am ecstatic to get this stinking toy. As soon as it shows up, I'm gonna lose it.
Awesome.
And I already let Mary know. I'm like, look it. I didn't pay for it. I didn't buy it. So when it comes in the mail, you know. I didn't buy it.
How'd you get it if you didn't
trade in all his toys?
I
get a lot of store credit.
I traded in all his toys.
Oh, okay. Okay. You didn't. Okay. You, okay. I got it.
So, I do get extra cash, it's unfortunately going to go towards software or hardware for my computer. I can't even afford a stinking video game anymore. I'm actually kind of really excited for this because it's kind of a throwback to childhood, but it's also that modern day like touch to it. So,
And then we got Rid Scream. So Transformers: Robots in Disguise, the new 2015 series. Season 2.5 or Season 2 or whatever. Season 3
On Cartoon Network. And the episode is called History Lessons.
Yep.
And it's got Starscream.
The episode is called History Lessons.
Yes.
And it's got Starscream.
And he's got
Steve Blum as Starscream. Yes, that was my... That was my one question. I love how they reference that in the clips. Bumblebee's like, you think going to your old body is going to help you? I absolutely love that. But this one thing I was always worried about when it came to Transformers Robots in Disguise 2015, going from Prime being full 3D, CGI, all that stuff, and going into the 2D realm with RID, I was worried about if they're going to get the old voice actors back, especially for Starscream, because let's face it, folks, Chris Lana might be the ultimate Starscream, but Steve Blum over the last few years has been Starscream for me. I mean, he really has knocked it out of the park.
When I did my top 10 animated villains, and I kind of... I ranked certain characters higher based on how many iterations they had. So, for instance, if I said, because I'm not going to sugarcoat it, I had Cobra Commander. The original one was halfway decent when he first showed up, and then he became more sniveling and more like more of a fool. You know, less, you know, you couldn't take him as seriously. And then the more series went on, the darker and more evil the character got again, less sniveling he was. So, I mean, and that's the same case with Starscream. He started out, you know, sniveling and evil and everything, and then he kind of got a little bit like, oh no, don't hurt me, you know, over the years. And then, I mean, he's always been conniving and scheming and everything, but this version, I think, has taken it to the next level. It's taken, like, basically a lot of Starscream and mixed it with, like, a darker version of the character, and you've got this.
I remember when we interviewed Steve Blum, and I asked him, I said, so in the booth, do they ever let you go to Lada? And his answer was, they don't let me do it often, but when they want me to do it, they basically just throw up jazz hands. I was like, that's so awesome. But yeah, no, I can't wait to see the rest of Transformers RID. I think it's mainly because I like all the characters on the Autobots side, and I like of some of the Decepticon the villains, but
I don't honestly care for most of the villains on the new show.
Well, that's because they're not like they're all homemade characters for the show.
But he
there's
was
no
a
like
kill like
there's no mega like, there's Megatronus a little bit,
but he was a one hit kill.
So I'm hoping that they kind of. However many more episodes they get, well, that they kind of bring us back around to characters we know and love, like Starscream, so it's going to be interesting.
And Laserbeak.
And they had Soundwave.
And Bumblebee has to deal with that, and they have their Transformers Prime bodies, and, obviously in this cel-shaded version,
so
but it was still nice to see him return. He didn't speak or anything. I mean, he just... he was there, but... but you got to see Ratchet return, and he had a new body, and it was the same voice actor.
And honestly,
the little nods here or there, kind of sprinkling back in Transformers Prime into this, makes it nice. I hope that Steve Bloom's Starscream continues on through to the end of the series. Kind of like the cog master pulling the strings behind behind everything. And then I hope that Megatron does make a revived attack in season 3. Because in season 2.5, I think there's only, six episodes left? Maybe a little bit more? They've only released six episodes so far. Information. One's called History Lessons, Strong Arms, Big Score, Pretzel Logic, Mighty Big Trouble, Minicon Madness, and Worthy. It's basically supposed to be a micro season, that kind of works out, and then you get to season 3, which has been announced for 2017, and then after season 3 they're going to have a movie at the end of it to put the bookend on it, but it says in 2017, Hasbro will roll out the third season, offering young Transformers fans more action-packed Autobot Decepticon battle. It's going to be interesting seeing those take place. The other thing that I'm not looking forward to with season 3 is they're doing Combiner Force. So they're basically doing a Transformers Energon. Aesthetic with this.
So they're basically doing in
that they can combine with other bots. So like you can have let's say for instance Drift and Bumblebee.
Let's say for instance
and have like Strong Arm and Bumblebee or Strong Arm and Drift or Sideswipe Bumblebee. And
right.
Grimlock, something. Yeah, I don't know. But it's, I'm not really, I guess because there's going to be a team of 5 Decepticons
Grimlock, something. I don't know.
That they come up against really who can combine to form a super giant robot. I'm wondering if that's going to be a Devastator.
That it's
Devastator.
I'm wondering if that's going to be Devastator.
That's
Devastator.
You said super giant robot. All I can think of is he's a fighting robot. Mega Man.
So yeah, they're going to discover that the Autobots can also combine to create bigger robots, but it's only going to be like of twos instead of five. So it'll be interesting to say the least. I'm not sure where that's going to go, but it's another gimmick. I mean, they're doing Combiner Wars and, regular line, and now they're doing Titans Return, I've been personally playing like Transformers Earth Wars and on the app, and hoping that they would add like Beast Wars or add Combiners or something because they're sprinkling characters in here or there. Like this past weekend, they gave out Sea Spray and Octo Punch. Depending on which side you're on, but you had to hit a certain score to get their crystal to get them unlocked. I have Scourge, which makes me very happy. I don't have Galvatron. I have Megatron. I have Starscream. I have Thundercracker. I have Skywarp.
I don't have Galvatron.
I have a lot of other guys.
I have Starscream.
But those are like my main guys.
A lot of other guys. but those are like my main guys.
Yep, absolutely. All right, so that's Ridge Scream. Now we're going to get into the comics. So this episode is going to be released somewhere around the 25th, 27th of October. But as we're recording this, the IDW January 2017 solicitations have come out for their entire releases of comics in January 2017. I've grabbed the Transformers solicits, and we're going to go through them really quickly here. In January 2017, they're going to be releasing Transformers Classics UK Volume 6, written by Simon Furman, Dan Abnett, Ian Rinner, or Rimmer, art by Dan Reed, Dougie Braithwaite, Lee Sullivan, Jeff Anderson, Andrew Wildman, Robin Smith, and more. Let's see here. This is going to be IDW's celebration of the British Transformers comic continues. Volume 6 presents another set of epic stories that were exclusive to the UK, including Space Pirates, Dry Run, and Time Wars. Want more? How about in-depth interviews with Transformers UK's creative team, unused artwork, original scripts, and reproductions of TFUK's feature pages, covers, and free gifts? Question mark. Collects issues from 181 to 214 of Transformers UK. So full color, $29.99 is the MSRP for 368 pages.
I have not read UK.
Transformers UK yet. I'm still trying to make my way through Transformers
in some
US.
Instances better
so,
than the American stuff we got.
Transformers UK.
Written by the same people, so.
It's not too bad. It's in some instances better than the American stuff we got. Mm-hmm. Written by the same people, so.
Yep, absolutely. And this trade paperback, even though it's a January 2017 solicit, it's an advance solicit. So it's an advance solicit for March release. So this will be coming out in March 2017. We then have Titans Return One Shot, written by John Barber, James Roberts, and Margaret Scott. Art is done by Olivio Revendelli, Priscilla Tramontano. Once he ruled Cybertron with a brutal and literal iron fist. Left for dead 4 million years ago, Sentinel Prime is back, but in a world where Starscream rules Cybertron, Optimus Prime has invaded Earth, and Megatron is an Autobot? Sentinel doesn't like what he sees. This collects Titans Return One Shot, Transformers 56, number 57, and Transformers More Than Meets the Eye, number 56. And 57. This will be a trade paperback for $19.99, 120 pages. I am sorely behind on my Transformers comics from IDW. My goal for 2017 is to catch up on everything that I have not read yet. So there's going to be a lot of Transformers pullback stuff coming next year. So there's that. Let's see. Then, okay, so for those that may not know, More Than Meets the Eye and Transformers, formerly known as Robots in Disguise, the two comic series that IDW had, they essentially retired them and turned them into Optimus Prime and The Lost Light. So the continuity is continuing, but they did a DC Marvel thing where they've gotten new number ones, kind of, but unlike DC and Marvel, IDW is still continuing the stories that had already happened. They're just changing the titles of the books. So we got Optimus Prime number 3, written by John Barber, art by Kai Zama. An uneasy peace between Optimus Prime and the newly arrived Junkions is threatened by Soundwave's discovery within their massive ship. Dun, dun, dun. You know, I might have to just forego all the other stuff I said I was going to read before next year. I might just have to start with these new series because that sounds awesome.
That's just me personally.
I'm not a fan of IDW comics, but that's just me personally.
Transformers Lost Light number 2. James Roberts on writing, Jack Lawrence on art and colors. Rodimus and company find themselves in a dangerous place, even more dangerous than on a planet that exploded from the inside. That's already pretty dangerous. But where are they now? Oh boy. Yeah, I honestly think James Roberts writes the solicits himself for anything that he writes Transformers wise, and he doesn't give away anything at all for the plot of each issue. Finally, we got two more things here. We got Transformers Till All Are One, number 7, written by Margaret Scott, art by Sarah Petrodorche. As Windblade and her team fight their way through Alita One's Titan Cancer, they are faced with opposition at every turn to stop them from awakening the sleeping giant. And they soon find out why. Dun, dun, dun. Final one here. We've got Transformers vs. G.I. Joe, the quintessential collection, certified cool. Tom Scully, John Barber on writing, Scully on art and colors. Earth makes contact with an alien race and G.I. Joe is on the front lines. But when the Transformers arrive, well, let's just say you've never seen Transformers vs. G.I. Joe like this. Its oversized deluxe hardcover collects all 13 issues, including commentary and extras by creators Tom Scully and John Barber. What happens if you let Tom Scully design a massive hardcover collection of his insane, genre-bending, license-smashing, Hasbro-blessed epic? Buy and find out. Advance solicited for March 2017.
The movie for you?
So that's what's going on with comics.
Now shall we
jump into the no movie for you?
No
movie for you.
They have released the future of Transformers live action. On whiteboards, the group plotted possible storylines about an alternate history of Earth from the time of the dinosaurs into the future that imagined Transformers playing roles during events like World War II. So basically, like a comic, one of the same storyline. Then there's, says artists in the room turned ideas discussed around the table into visual concepts by the next morning. The group spent 3 weeks assembling story ideas. They split up to write treatments or extended story summaries. The studio chose one to be 2017 sequel, Transformers The Last Night, which is obviously way back in the past. Or an alternate timeline to be directed by Michael Bay. Another for 2018 that will focus on Bumblebee. All the treatments and art were published along with fake marketing material such as posters and a limited edition hardcover book printed for insiders. It says, they do plan. This is the same writer's room as working on things for G.I. Joe, Mask. And other tie-ins to that. Says they are looking for a new director for the next Transformers movies. Speaking of truckload of money, it says director Michael Bay confirmed with the involvement of John Turturro on Transformers Last Night. And then the director also stated that John Goodman is also back. So you'd have Simmons and Hound back, respectively. It says that the teaser is planned for November or December this year. And it says that the cast will be heading to Namibia in South Africa to continue the filming of the movie. But they've been releasing little bits on their Instagram and Facebook pages, like, over the past several months, because a guy at work tells me about it. Because I don't look anything up regarding the show.
Yeah, I've stopped looking at movie news altogether.
As soon as I see a trailer, that's when I'm back up the trail. I've said this before
on this show. As soon as I see a trailer, that's when I'll decide.
Yeah,
as
far as like movie stuff is concerned, that's pretty much, you know, that's all I have. But I'm not quite sure what, you know, as far as the movie's concerned, what to expect. I'm personally kind of done with the film franchise, but I get that it still means something because it's what's keeping the money rolling in for the franchise. And what's keeping people coming in for the toys. So
franchise.
which is another way they sell it. So, yeah, I mean, I guess I see it. I just, I personally don't. It's not my cup of tea. I'll still see it, I'm sure, and just not going to pay to see it in the theater.
I personally don't.
I only see movies I really want to see.
I don't think I've gone to the theater to see a movie in, year and a half.
I only see movies I really want to see.
I used to be like that, and then I moved to a place where, you know, I've told this story before, where I have to, you know, walk 12 blocks round trip to get anywhere. So it's like, you know, I'll just stay here. So I'll wait until DVD or Netflix. And I used to be like that with all my franchises, where it's like, ooh, this movie that I love from this franchise is coming out. I'll go see this today. Like, and
obviously,
it used to be
so
much easier, and now it's just like, I can wait.
Star Trek, I have to see it immediately.
Obviously, if it's superhero related.
And Star Wars, I should say, too.
Star Trek.
But, I don't know how I'll be for the Rogue One, but Episode 8, I will be seeing in theater.
Yeah.
But,
Rogue One, I do want to see, because it does look better after that recent trailer. But
Episode 8, I will be seeing in theater.
Yeah, yeah.
Rogue One, I do want to see, because
I think it is too.
Look better after that recent trailer, but.
Yep. I think that's it for Transformers stuff this time.
I think it is too.
Hopefully next time around we'll have another Origins episode. My goal was to get a TFWire trifecta, so I already got Jesse. I was going to get Spada on an episode and Ryan on another episode, so we might be able to get Ryan. But not sure what Spada's up to these days, so we may have to go in a different direction at some point, get other people. I know the next one after them that I was planning was Brian Kilby, so it'd be fun to get him on here, talk about Radio Free Cybertron and all that.
So,
good
you can get a hold of us in the following ways. You can contact us on the Twitter at allthingsTFV3. You can get a hold of me at SCP21 in your self, sir.
You can contact us on the Twitter.
And until next time.
Yes. Terminate them with extreme prejudice.
And don't go back.